Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. Sponsored by Bagwell, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins, IDI Smile Artist, iMarketing, Victory Nutrition International, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We have a really important guest today on our show, and it's about the New York City commuter law that will come into effect on January 1st, 2016, that will require companies to offer pre-tax benefits to all employees that commute to New York for work from any of the five boroughs, New Jersey, Connecticut, Westchester, Hudson Valley. This law will put money back into the pockets of working commuters. Today we have with us Dan Neuberger, President of Commuter Services at WageWorks. And I want to welcome you to our show today. There's so many people that I know that have businesses in New York and that come in from New Jersey and from all these other cities. And since we're national, it's important that people get this word before the law goes into effect in 2016. Am I correct?
Yes. Hi, Catherine. So I think it's important for your listeners to understand what commuter benefits are. The U.S. tax code allows employers to offer their employees up to a maximum dollar amount per month to use tax-free to pay for their commute to work by transit or even to park, for that matter. The benefit allows working families to save money on their daily commute while saving their employer on payroll taxes as well. And the benefit actually works anywhere in the United States, in any market where there's public transit. Somebody can use the transit benefit. And, of course, if they drive their car to work and park and pay to park, then they can use the parking benefit. You're absolutely correct. In 2014, New York City passed a transit ordinance, and that ordinance does require that companies in New York with 20 or more full-time employees in the five boroughs must offer pre-tax transit benefits by January 1st, 2016, in accordance with the federal law. The ordinance does not require companies to offer parking benefits, just transit benefits. And it's also important to note that there are other markets across the United States that do have similar ordinances. Washington, D.C., in fact, is introducing their law on the same date as New York on January 1st, 2016. And the law has already been in place for a number of years in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that both Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat from New York, and Congressman Peter King, didn't they lead the efforts in helping commuters?
Yes. So we've been very fortunate to have bipartisan support in Congress in support of creating parity between the transit and parking benefits. It's kind of an interesting dynamic. Right now, the transit benefit has a monthly cap of $130 per month, which is good because commuters can save over $600 a year by using the transit benefit as it currently exists. However, the parking benefit has a monthly cap of $250. And in fact, in 2016, that's going up to $255 while transit stays at $130. It's just a policy that doesn't make any sense. Why would we want to incent people to drive their car and park when we should be incenting people to take public transit? So what Senator Schumer has done is he's introduced a bill called the Commuter Benefits Equity Act of 2015. And Representative King, a Republican, has also introduced a bill in the House called the Commuter Parity Act of 2015, both of which would achieve permanent parity between the transit and parking benefits so that they would, for once and for all, be at the same level and enable people who are using public transit to save even more money than they currently can.
What does these changes mean for commuters is that it's a savings for them, correct?
That's absolutely
so
right.
They can only go up to $130-something. If they actually use the transit more, they still don't get the benefit after that 130 cap?
That's right. There's no tax advantage above and beyond the current cap of $130. But again, people can save over $600 a year at the current cap, and if they use the transit benefit in conjunction with the parking benefit, so as an example, I park my car, I have to pay $40, $50 a month to park my car, from which I take the bus into New York City. So you can use the parking benefit and the transit benefit at the same time, as long as you don't exceed the cap for transit and you don't exceed the cap for parking, for your parking expenses.
Okay, so that's pretty cheap to park your car for that.
Yeah, it is. Well, I park in northern New Jersey.
So. Oh, no wonder. Anyhow, okay, so the cap on parking is $250, am I correct?
That's for 2015, that's correct.
Okay, and then for the commuter transit thing, it's $130. So we're talking the subway and buses?
It's subways, buses, ferries, trains,
everything.
Any form of and vanpools for that matter. It includes any form of public transportation is covered by the transit benefit.
I'm wondering if Cincinnati has that. If not, we need
it. Well, Cincinnati does have buses. So, you know, again, buses certainly would qualify under the law.
Well, that's a great idea because it's very expensive to park here. Not cheap at all. And if we can do it like that, I would rather see it happen. I would love to see a subway system in this crazy town, but what can I tell you? I go to New York all the time, so, you know, I know what you guys go through. So how does this affect employers?
So the benefit is actually somewhat unique in that it benefits, if you excuse the pun, the employer as much as it provides a benefit to the employee. Because the employer does not have to pay payroll taxes on the amount of the pre-tax payroll deduction taken by an employee. So I'll use an example. If I take a $100 pre-tax deduction each month, my employer actually saves 7.65%, which is the payroll their portion of payroll taxes on the amount of my pre-tax deduction. So it actually saves money for both the employee and for the employer. The employer can, if I took the full $130 deduction each month, my employer would actually save almost $120 per year just on me. So you can imagine if you have 10, 20, 30, 100 people taking advantage of the benefit, the savings to the employer can be quite significant.
Oh, I can see that. And that's really important, especially for small businesses like mine. And let me ask you a question about WageWorks.
Yep.
What is WageWorks and how is it involved? And what is it actually? And that's who you work for, correct?
Yes. So I'm president of our commuter services division. WageWorks is a leader in administering consumer-directed benefits, which empower employees to save money on taxes while also providing corporate tax advantages for the employer, as I had just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer-directed benefits would include things like health savings accounts, health and dependent flexible spending accounts, health reimbursement accounts. We also provide COBRA administration for our clients. And, of course, we're also the largest provider of commuter benefits. Uh-huh. In fact, our transit check offering was the nation's first commuter benefit program. It started almost 30 years ago in New York City.
Wow. You know, it seems like New York and Los Angeles are the ones that really bring these things forward. You know, we now have, besides a transit system here in Cincinnati and both Northern Kentucky, because we're a tri-state situation, we now have the new, I'm trying to think of what they're called. They have them in San Francisco, and I can't think of what they're called. Okay.
The trolleys.
Now we have a new trolley. So I'm wondering if that's going to work on that one, too.
Yeah, it would. Yes, it would.
It would?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. It works on trolleys, ferries, you know, any form of public transportation would qualify for the transit benefit.
Right. So does Northern Kentucky have, do you know if Kentucky has this transit situation as well?
I don't know offhand what the public transit is in Northern Kentucky, but any place across the country that has buses or, you know, and that would be the most common form of public transit across the country, but any form of public transportation would qualify in any market across the United States. In fact, WageWorks has relationships with about 650 transit operators across the country, so you can imagine, you know, the breadth of the offering is quite broad.
Now, this goes into effect actually in January. I mean, it's on the books now, but it's going to change. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
Well, no. The way it works now is that any company of any size can offer the benefit to their employees. And remember, the only way that an employee can take advantage of the benefit is if their employer actually offers it. And that's why these ordinances are so important, is that they require companies over a certain size to actually offer the benefit to their employees. So, you know, we've got thousands, tens of thousands of companies that offer the benefit today, but effective January 1st, when the new laws go into effect in Washington, D.C. and in New York, there will be more companies that will now be offering the benefit. And you're exactly right, Catherine. The companies that tend to offer it today are, generally speaking, the larger companies by far offer the benefit, and the smaller companies less so often. And I think that what these ordinances will do is create a situation where more smaller companies will actually be able to take advantage of the benefit, because A, they'll be aware of it, and B, they'll be required to offer it.
Right. Well, we have some of the larger companies here, like Cincinnati Insurance, like GE, because GE's moving downtown. They're adding an international corporate office. So also P&G is downtown. So we have big companies that are in the downtown part of Cincinnati. And we, you know, and people come from Northern Kentucky, from Indiana and Ohio, since we all touch each other, just like New York City and New Jersey do, similar. So, and we do have ferries that bring people over, believe it or not. And so these are really important. This is really an important issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, anytime you give an opportunity to an employee to save, you know, over $600 a year on their transit, and they could save, if they took advantage of the full transit and parking benefit, they could save $1,800 a year. Anytime you give somebody an opportunity to save that kind of money and it doesn't cost them anything, why would they not want to sign up for a program like that? And the you know, the benefits to their employer are such that the program will typically end up more than paying for itself. So it's one of those rare win-wins where the employee benefits, the employer benefits, and the community benefits. So it's a great program.
And how long have you been with WageWorks?
I've been with WageWorks for about 5 years now.
And before that?
I was the CEO of Transit Center, which is where Transit Check came from, and we were actually the originators of commuter benefits, and we were purchased by WageWorks a few years back.
Oh, so that makes sense. Tell me, are you seeing more and more communities across the, or in companies across the United States, wanting to jump on board the program?
Absolutely, yeah. So most companies that offer the benefit do so through a third-party administrator like WageWorks.
Okay.
And, you know, all of us are seeing increases in the number of companies that utilize our services because, again, once people become aware of the benefit and realize that there's savings for everybody involved, it's sort of a no-brainer. So, yes, for a number of years now, we've seen increases in the number of companies that provide the benefit to their employees.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with our guest, Dan Neuberger, talking about the Affordable Transit Act. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. My favorite tool in my kitchen and garage is the Bagwell Sealable Bag Holder. It's like having an extra set of hands to help you in the kitchen or the garage or anywhere. The Bagwell is quick and easy to use. Just pop it open, fold back a cup on the baggie, spread the cup over four sturdy arms, and you're ready to pour, fill, seal, and store with no spilling. It works great with snack foods, pasta dishes, anything that you have left over. It's dishwasher safe and folds flat for easy storage. Plus, it eliminates the clutter and stacks of tubs and lids in your cabinets and dishwasher. So, you can use it all over the house, anywhere you can use a baggie. Order a Bagwell for yourself, your friends, your family, for anyone who could use a helping hand. And guess what? They have a special at $6.99. Go to www.thebagwell.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Dan Neuberger, and we're talking about the Affordable Transit Act. And it doesn't just affect New York City, but it also affects a lot of you all the way across the United States. And we've been talking about the benefits and savings of what's happening with these laws. And Dan is the president of Commuter Services at WageWorks. And Dan, you know, we were talking how it benefits everybody across the nation, from small companies to large companies. And what should I do if I want these benefits for my company, or I work for somebody else and I want our company that I work for to, you know, participate if they don't?
Sure. So as I mentioned, commuter benefits must be offered by your employer in order for an employee to take advantage of the savings. If your company already offers commuter benefits, you just need to tell your employer that you want to enroll in the program. The beauty is that employees can sign up for the program at any time during the year, and they can also drop out of the program at any time during the year. So as an example, if you're a teacher and you don't want a payroll deduction during the summer months, that's not a problem. You just unenroll for the summer months and then re-enroll when the school year begins again. If your company does not yet offer the benefit, you should tell somebody, either HR or the owner, that you want the benefit. Make sure that they're aware of the new ordinance if you're in a market where one of these new ordinances is going into place. But even if it's not a market where there's an ordinance, let your HR department or management know that you would like the benefit and that they can actually save money as well. information on the benefit itself and on these new ordinances can be found on our website if your listeners are interested in learning more. The website is www.wageworks.com. And I think all the information that they would want hopefully is on that site.
What is the time frame for signing up?
So commuter benefits can be offered at any time during the year, as I had mentioned. Unlike a lot of medical benefits, there's no plan document. It's very simple to open up the program to employees. The New York City ordinance, the Washington, D.C. ordinance do take effect on January 1st. So if you employ more than 20 full-time employees in those markets, now is the time to implement the program and to begin saving for your company and your employees. But if you're in any other market, really at any time, you can begin offering the benefit to your employees.
Do I qualify if I live outside the New York City five boroughs? And what about outside of the state? I think you answered part of that, but go ahead.
Yeah, so again, this is a benefit that operates across the country, but specifically as it relates to the New York City ordinance, there is some confusion regarding whether the ordinance pertains to you if you don't live in the city. And in fact, the ordinance requires companies to offer the benefit to their employees if they have 20 or more full-time employees who work in the five boroughs. It doesn't matter where these employees live. Employees coming into New York from Long Island, Westchester, Connecticut, New Jersey, typically have more expensive commutes than residents of New York City. And so one could argue that they actually benefit most from taking advantage of commuter benefits. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter where you live. It matters where the company that employs you operates out of, where your office is, as it relates to the New York City and Washington, D.C. laws. But again, even a company that doesn't get impacted by one of these laws can and frankly should offer commuter benefits to their employees so that the employee and the company can take advantage of the tax savings that are available to them.
Okay, let's talk about this, and that is this is one of the questions that I wanted to ask in the beginning, and is why is the benefit for, say, transit lower than for cap for parking? Because sometimes, especially if you're living in another borough or outside of New York City, and I have to get on that train every day or I have to do that, sometimes it can be pretty expensive. So why is that different?
That is the $64,000 question, Catherine.
I mean it seriously.
It makes sense to have parity between the monthly caps for transit and parking. And really, this goes back to sort of a historical vestige. Back in 1992, the original legislation had a lower limit on the pre-tax benefit for transit than parking. Mm-hmm. And that gap was finally addressed 20 years later in 2013 when the cap for the transit and parking benefits were finally set at the same level. But unfortunately, it was only done on a temporary basis. And since then, the transit cap has bounced up and down, frankly, because of congressional inaction. So, for example, the benefit caps for 2016 will be $130 for transit, $255 for parking. That just doesn't make sense from a policy perspective.
That's cheap. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I'm thinking, why why so low? I mean, give you an example. I'm actually 71, so I'm considered I hate to use this word, senior. Okay, because I'm a mature adult. But I come into New York all the time, and I actually instead of staying in New York City, because it's cheaper to stay like in Morristown, New Jersey, take the train in to Manhattan, and it's like $5 one way, okay, or round trip, I can forget. Anyhow, that's cost effective. But if I am not that, and, you know, most people that are my age or a little bit younger are still working.
Right.
We're not giving it up yet. So my question is, how expensive is it for them? They have to park their car first, right? Get on the train and come into New York, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why we think that the cap on transit just is too low, frankly. So I'll use an example of somebody who's taking New Jersey Transit from Short Hills, New Jersey into the city every day, and the cost of their monthly pass is $254 just for the train. That doesn't include what they have to spend in terms of parking. So if you applied the $130 pre-tax savings to the to that person's cost of commuting, they actually would save, depending on their tax rate, but they would save about $624 a year just on their transit. Now, if the cap was increased to the same level that parking is today, their savings go up to almost $1,200 a year.
Okay. So why are we not petitioning these congressmen who, by the way, when they go to Washington, D.C., they get free parking?
Ironically, they actually use the parking benefit. That's how they get their parking.
Right. But
you're exactly right. So we support legislation that has been introduced in Congress, and I mentioned the bills before, the Commuter Parity Act of 2015 in the House and the Commuter Benefit Equity Act of 2015 in the Senate. The House legislation, interestingly, it actually takes the parking and transit benefit caps and sets them at $235 a year and then has a cost of living increase over time. So what it does is it takes the parking benefit down.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
A little bit, and it takes the transit benefit up to that same level that the new parking benefit cap would be. And it actually reduces the deficit by over $130 million over the next 10 years. That's a great solution because one of the issues in getting anything passed in Congress is what's the pay for. So that bill has a pay for, and it achieves permanent parity. And so we're very hopeful that as part of the highway bill or as part of upcoming tax extender deliberations, that that bill gets passed. And anybody who's interested in sending a letter to their elected officials about the importance of raising the transit cap can go to our coalition website. That website is www.commuterbenefitsworkforus.com, all one word.
Commuter Benefits.
CommuterBenefitsWorkForUs.com. We've had well over 100,000 letters already written to members of Congress in support of raising the transit cap, and believe me when I tell you that those letters do, in fact, make a difference.
Let me ask a question, since these debates are going on, okay? Why, well, Donald Trump lives in New York, right?
He's here quite often, yes.
Why are we giving these guys, why are we asking that question? Why aren't we sending stuff to them if they want to help the taxpayers so much, right?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I mean, you know, we do have support on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, I know.
This is one of those issues that nobody's really fighting us and saying it's a bad idea. It's just a matter of getting Congress to actually act and pass legislation that would achieve permanent parity once and for all.
Well, sometimes if we had term limits, we might be able to change that, huh?
That's a topic of conversation for another day, I think, Catherine.
But no, what I'm saying is that we need to start actually physically getting involved in our own savings for whatever we do for work or whatever. If we don't reach out and like you said, tweet them, write to them, go up on the website, learn about it, it's never going to happen. If we sit idly by and don't take the savings, right, then we're crazy.
That's right. And I can tell you that elected officials do care very deeply about what their constituents' needs are. And we've been very, very fortunate to have strong support from people like Senator Schumer and Representative King, Representative McGovern in Massachusetts, and Earl Blumenauer. And many, many others. We've been very fortunate that people in Congress do get it, and they're trying to help us to get this done. But we need people to reach out and let their elected officials know that it's important to them. That's the best way for us to get them to take action.
Right. And then the other thing is to let their employers know if they want to sign up for this program, if they're not already. I think everybody should. But also, do you have to have 20 employees?
No, absolutely not. The law requires that companies over that level offer the benefit. But we've got many, many clients that are offering the benefit to just a handful of people in their office. And the benefit still works just as well for those individuals. And the savings still apply both to the company and to the employee. So it doesn't matter how large a company it is. It only matters as it relates to these ordinances. But even in markets like New York and Washington, we have much smaller companies than would be covered by the law, actually are clients of ours already.
Well, I want to give those websites out again, and I want our audience, and we're, by the way, we actually are in 6 states and on iHeartRadio, so we're going to get this out for you, because I believe that there's any savings that you can have, especially when you are commuting to work, no matter where it is, right? You can do this, especially with this wonderful company, WageWorks.
Well, thank you very much, Catherine. The website for anybody who would like to get information on the ordinance or on the benefit itself can certainly visit us at www.wageworks.com. And anybody who's interested in supporting us getting this legislation passed and helping get elected officials to increase the cap to increase the savings can go to our coalition website at www.commuterbenefitsworkforus.com.
And I can't thank you enough for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Love to have you back. Thank you very, very much for taking time out of your busy day to be with us.
Thank you, Catherine. Happy commuting, everybody.
Thank you. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And don't forget to go to our website at Let's Just Talk. .com or letsjusttalkradio.com. See you soon.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google-certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the Internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Hello, Cincinnati. This is Rick and Noel of Ultimate Air Shuttle. We are excited to announce on October 26, Ultimate Air will begin flights to Cleveland from Lunkin Airport for only $379 round trip.
And to kick off our newest destination, we are offering a buy one, get one free to Cleveland now through the end of 2015.
Now you can experience VIP jet travel to New York City, Charlotte, Chicago, and Cleveland. Book today at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charter, sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, as director of carrier.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. You know it's hard to find a good dentist and great dental care in order to have a great smile. People compliment me all the time for my beautiful smile, and I owe it to Dr. James E. Butler, my dentist and dental expert on our shows. Dr. Butler is the founder of Innovative Dental Implants and has helped thousands of patients get their smile back. Dr. James Butler is a certified instructor for mini implant placement and has taught other general dentists the art and science of successful implant surgery since 2006. At IDI, they have a ceramic dental layup right in their facility to ensure the highest quality craftsmanship and artistry that dentistry has to offer. IDI works with you to give you just what you've always wanted, a beautiful, confident smile, and the ability to eat all the foods you've been missing. Give them a call today for a free, no-obligation, new patient experience. Call 614-529-0062, that's 614-529-0062, or visit IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Riker of Let's Just Talk and the Chef You and I. And we have today with us the celebrity chef, Alex Guarnicelli, who's going to whip up her favorite holiday desserts with us. And you know what? Over the weekend, I was out filming and I was doing holiday cooking, and you know what? I love to go nuts over dessert, and you should too. And she's going to be talking about everything that she does. She is the celebrity chef, Iron Chef winner, and regular judge on the Food Network hit show, Chopped. And I want to welcome you to our show, Alex. And
thank you.
I love this time of year. I know you do too. And right?
Oh my God. Totally. Thanksgiving's my favorite. I mean, I like Halloween, but I don't warm up with too much homemade stuff in Halloween. I might make one treat or two because I really love candy, and I'm not going to lie about it. But when we get into Thanksgiving and New Year's and Christmas, it's a different ballgame for me. I love to make Thanksgiving in particular. And the only way that I can survive the huge menu that I end up writing is by planning and making just a few things in advance. I'm not always terribly organized, so I will do a few things in advance. It never seems to be enough. And then some stuff, it's a last minute situation, you know. When it comes to dessert in particular, I have a sort of little repertoire of, say, 20 or 30 recipes that I go to. I feel like Thanksgiving is all about the pie, apple, pumpkin, cranberry. Those were big ones when I was growing up. Obviously, a pecan pie, really a big hit. But I really feel like chocolate and nuts fall by the wayside, particularly at Thanksgiving. And that's just not okay. You know, I mean, you've got
And you know what is really funny? I just did a pie this weekend for one of our cooking shows, because we have a regular cooking show on Syndicated Network. And I have to tell you, it was all berry pie with cranberries. And instead of, I just didn't have time to look at the recipe really carefully, so I just dumped everything in together.
I went,
oh my gosh, we can't do that. And then we baked it, and then we did it just exactly the right way, right?
Oh my God, totally. That's how you meant for it to be.
And actually, the one I did was tastier than the other one, which was really funny. So I want to talk about your chocolate. Is it a walnut layer cake? And how many calories are in there, Alex?
Just the right amount.
Just the right amount. Good, because we're a healthy cooking show. And I had to cut the calories down on this other pie that I was doing. And because there's so many people that are diabetics and there's so many people that watching what they eat, right?
Well,
tell us. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think, the thing I like about cooking with nuts, I have nuts baked into the layers of the cake, and then obviously some more walnuts on top. The thing is, it's nice to have the balance in dessert of some really good quality foods. One of the reasons I've been partnering with Fisher Nuts, this is my fourth year, is because I think nuts are one of those things that make you feel really satisfied. You can have a little handful, and they really make you feel full and satisfied, and they give you, for me, they give me that good kind of energy that I really appreciate. So, again, I mean, I do believe in calorie counting. I think it's actually, for me, the only thing that helps me lose weight when I put my mind to it. Of course, in the willpower department, I could obviously use some help, but I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But, you know, what am I going to eat that's going to make me feel like I actually had something that makes me feel satisfied and makes me feel good? And often I have to say, for whatever reason, I gravitate towards walnuts in particular, more than any other nut. I love pecans equally because they have this wonderful natural sweetness.
What about almonds?
Oh, I love an almond. I mean, when is an almond not good? But I feel like walnuts don't get the love, you know? I feel like almonds...
No, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
And they're so... First of all, they're beautiful. I know that sounds hokey, but they're
no,
so
it's
beautiful.
No, it's true. They are gorgeous. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they're whole or if they're chopped up, they have that flavor that no other nut has. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. And they're crunchy, and they have great texture, and they have all these little crevices. And I just think that adds so much, truly. So, you know, I will often, when I'm at home, I mean, I think while calorie counting is important, obviously I think moderation is important. And also, I find if I deprive myself, you know, for a few days in a row and I don't have any dessert and any sweets, I want a little something. So, yes, you have a chocolate walnut layer cake, and yes, it has a lot of calories, but you have a small slice and you move on. And then you have a salad,
right,
and then you have some cottage cheese or some Greek yogurt, and you just balance that. And I find if I don't strike a balance between kind of recreational dessert here and there with a normal lifestyle, then I just end up eating like a big... you know, hunk of cake at my desk, or I go in the fridge at 1 a.m. and I eat a slice of leftover pizza, and then
right,
all that good behavior, you know, 24...
It's down the drain, right?
Yeah, I mean, 24 hours of your life where you were well-behaved and disciplined goes down the drain in 4 minutes. I mean, how does that work? So, and I do think also when you make stuff from scratch or you make stuff at home, or even if you just, you know, you get a cake mix and you make the chocolate cake with the walnuts stirred into the batter to make it a little easier, and then you make the frosting homemade and top it with the walnuts. I mean, you know, there's no, you know, homemade police coming to arrest you. I think anybody who's doing any cooking deserves, you know, a gold medal. And I think, you know,
right,
you know, the holidays are, those are those times when you want to kind of, you know, you have people over in your home and you want to kind of say, here's what I made. You know, here's, and especially when it's family, I think, you know how families are. They're complicated. But family's
right,
family, you know, and that's
right,
that's the kind
right,
of place to me where you do want to make food with love.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I have to share this with you. My grandmother was from Poland, and she did an Easter bread, which I just started. You know, there's every kind of chef and cook out there, okay? And I was not a yeast bread kind of person, and so I just learned this year. And I taught my audience the same thing because everybody is maybe a specialty in different areas, right? So I tried to make, I'm going to try to make my grandmother's Easter bread this year. And it, she used to make 5 loaves at a time. We used to have it at Christmas time, Easter, whatever. It's a yellow bread. And those are the kind of things that you remember from when you were young. And I don't care, actually. It's something that is a love food, and you don't hear it that often, maybe. She used to put it in the safe to keep it cool. And there's certain things that I love. She used to make krisztusi, which is that, I don't know if you know what it is, it's Hungarian. And you twist it, it's really rolled out really fine.
Oh, I've had
and
that.
And then it's
so
twisted
good
and fried. It's so good. And it takes a certain person to roll it. My sister-in-law loves to cook, and we work together a lot. And I'm telling you, she knows how to do it easily, and I'm going to learn this year how to do it to make it really, really good. And those are the kind of Christmas presents and holiday presents I'd like to give is food.
I love that. I have some other ideas like that, some little, you know, bite-sized things, things you can bake in a casserole dish and just bring over to your friend's house, which I just think is so nice. You know, when you, you know, maybe you're not having a potluck, but you just want to bring something that kind of rounds out your friend's menu, family. My mom and dad come over to my house for Thanksgiving, and I do a lot of the cooking, but my mom will bake a pie, and she'll bring it over. And so it's kind of nice, too, even if you're not tackling a whole holiday menu yourself, if you're just making one part or you're contributing, it's so nice to make something just really cool and really dramatic. I mean, this chocolate walnut cake is really dramatic looking with all the nuts. There's candied orange peels on top. It's very festive. and it could all be done in advance. And in fact, I think it even benefits from sitting a little bit. I love when I make something the day before and I get up the next day and I think, you know what, I don't feel at all guilty having made this in advance because I think it's going to taste even better today. I mean, it's like eggplant parm or lasagna or any of those dishes where you also have that same feeling, you know, where you make it and you, if you can stand it, you know, and not dive into it with a spoon right away, it actually tastes better when it sits.
Oh, I think so, too. And, you know, I just did catering for a movie that I was in, and I did a whole Italian situation for them. It was like a whole day of Italian food for them. And they just went nuts, and it was like, this is something I love to do. Even though I'm not Italian, it's something I love to cook. Everything from eggplant parmesan to lasagna to, you know, whatever. And when you're on the set and you're working a lot and you get a chance to eat something that's filling, it makes you feel so much better, you know, to be able to know that at the end of the day you're going to get that. So, you know, those are the kind of things I do. I think love is cooking. Cooking is love.
I agree. By the way, I want to note you just said they went nuts. I don't mean to say anything, but you did just say that. You went there.
Yeah, right. Right. And, you know, I think anything with nuts is great. I mean, everything from baklava to whatever. And so, I mean, I think nuts are really important for your health, too. And I'm an almond girl, and I do like walnuts a lot, and macadamia. Anything that's nutty, I like.
Oh, I agree. And I mean, for me, they're just inherently American. I mean, I know they're all over the world, but it's just, for me, somehow such an American ingredient. Pecans, walnuts, almonds.
Right.
I mean, you know, I just think it's wonderful. But, I mean, I like a lot of different stuff. And for the holidays, honestly, I have my core group of recipes, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. I don't play around with kind of the core group. But all the other side dishes and desserts, I like to switch them up. I like to do different things. And I think, you know, I often have the same people at my Thanksgiving table. And so it's kind of really nice when you get together and maybe you haven't seen each other or you certainly haven't had a meal that's kind of going to go as long as Thanksgiving is, and you just hang out and decompress, and you've got these kind of new exciting dishes. It's fun. I think it's fun for people to cook and experiment with new things in their home. Then it's fun when you put something new on the table and you kind of feel like you pushed yourself or you did something different from last year.
And I love to work with my kids, and it looks like you work with yours. I work with my granddaughter out of New Orleans when I go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be doing another cooking show together. And it's just so much fun having kids on board with you and teaching them from, you know, the very beginning from, well, we taught her from age 3. So she's 5 now, and she's hilarious, and we love working with her. And, you know, I love teaching kids, don't you?
Yes, I do cook with my daughter, but, you know, I don't force her in the kitchen or anything like that. You know, some days she'll wander in and check it out and wander back out. You know, because she sees me cooking so much and she sees what I do for a profession, you know, I just kind of feel like she needs to find her own way and I need to give her enough room to do that. But I mean, you know, it's I'm going to see where that goes. I think she's going to, right now she wants to be a firewoman, so we're going to go with that.
They all want something different. I mean, even my granddaughter tells me when we go visit and we cook together, she goes, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really watch and they really listen. And I work with kids all the time. So it's amazing how they are so creative. That's what I meant by that. And I, you know, I just want to say I love watching you on television. And I can't wait to get your chocolate walnut nut cake and try it, your layer cake, if you share it. And I'd love to have you on my show sometime. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and
you
I'm
too.
So excited. And you made me so hungry already. What can I say?
Thank you so
Anyhow.
Much.
And how can people get more information?
Oh, yeah.
Alex?
You can go to fishandnuts.com/Alex, and you can see the section with all of my recipes. And I've got a lot. 4-year partnership, so we have quite a repertoire there. Check it out.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being on our show
thank
today.
You.
Thank you so much. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night.
Do you fly to New York City, Chicago, or Charlotte? Give Ultimate Air Shuttle a try and get VIP treatment for the cost of commercial from CVG or Lunkin. Book now at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC, as direct air carrier.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, our new sponsor is Celestial Cruises, and they invite you to enjoy the real Greek experience sailing to some of the most popular picture postcard destinations in the Mediterranean, as well as the off-beaten-path villages and islands throughout Greece and Turkey, breathtaking gems of the region. Sailing with Celestial Cruises is truly an unforgettable and authentically rich Greek experience, and it awaits you and your family. They're intimate, small to mid-size cruise vessels visiting ports that are not accessible to other big cruise lines. They have 64 themed cruises showcasing the region's archaeology, culture, and heritage. For more information or to book your cruise, contact 877-337-4665 or go to their website at www.celestialcruises.com.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Bagwell, Celestial Cruise Lines, Dan Perkins, IDI Smile Artist, iMarketing, Victory Nutrition International, Mandel Brown Surgery Center, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.